Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
And this is Drew Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth. And no co-host tonight because I have a guest tonight. And so let me just tell you real quickly about my guest. We're going to be talking with Todd Boyle of the Erie Insurance Group, an Erie insurance agent, I should say, up in Bel Air, Maryland. His company's Boyle Insurance Group. And we're going to talk about auto and home insurance, umbrella, and all the different things that you need to be thinking about and making sure that you're protected properly. And the reason I like to have Todd on is that he truly helps us make sure that our clients have the proper amounts of insurance and with a company that we believe is a very strong and cost-effective carrier. And so we find them to be, I've used them personally for almost 40 years. 1984 is when I think I got my Erie insurance, and have never found a company that beat them. And I do quote every 3 years at least. So I want to get to bring Todd on. Are you there?
Drew, Todd Boyle, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you, Todd. So let me just start with something. Erie Insurance and the Boyle Insurance Group don't give Financial Consulate and Drew Tignanelli anything, right?
That's correct.
There's no economic incentive for us to say, you know, go talk to Todd because we're going to get a bunch of money if you talk to Todd, and, you know, and so forth. We do it strictly because we believe you really, your company, Erie Insurance Group, is doing a great job for their customers.
Yeah, so we just do it to, you know, analyze their coverage and their policies, what they have currently, do an apples comparison, and then go above and beyond that and hopefully enhance their coverage while saving them some money at the same time.
Yeah, so, you know, I too often, Todd, I have people come into my office, they show their auto and home insurance, and they're ridiculously underinsured. I had a client not too long ago that they had 300 auto insurance, 300 liability insurance on their home. That was it. And they were worth $2.6 million. Could you imagine what would happen if they caused a liability suit and somebody realized they had $2.6 million and they were only carrying $100,000 or so of insurance?
Yeah, being around the D.C. Beltway, there's plenty of lawyers that might try to take advantage of that situation. I think I actually just helped those folks last week. You got a target if, you know, it's only a few more bucks.
You just said something that's very interesting, okay? You said it's probably only a few more bucks. So when I get a client comes in and they're doing 100, 300, and 300 on their home, and I say, we want 500, a million on your bodily injury, 500, a million on your uninsured motorist, as opposed to 100, 300 that you're currently carrying, the premium increase is probably $100 a year.
Yeah, it might be as less as, you know, 10%. And a lot of folks might think, well, I'm doubling my coverage. You think, oh, it'd be double the price. And that's just not the case.
No, it's not even close, because the majority of cases, I think 99% of cases, are under like $25,000, $50,000. And so it's very rare that a case gets over and above $100,000. And that's why the insurance company is really not charging that much more for the better coverage. But, you know, what irritates me, Todd, is how many agents are out there that don't increase and don't have active plans as to how to increase their clients' auto insurance as they get older and have far more money that could be attached if there was a liability lawsuit.
Yeah, and I think that's where, what you're leading to there is we offer umbrella policies to a lot of our clients to help protect them in those situations.
Yeah, me personally, I believe that insurance, auto and home insurance agents typically, and I know you're going to be a lot more political about this than I will, but I think auto and home insurance agents have an economic bias to keep their clients underinsured. That's what I've found. I believe it wholeheartedly. And whether they're doing it consciously or unconsciously is irrelevant. The fact of the matter is when you're dealing with auto and home insurance agents, they typically are underinsuring the people.
Yeah, one of the scenarios you brought up was the homeowner's limit being $300,000. And a lot of people would really be surprised if they have that or $100,000 even on the liability. To get $500,000 or $1 million is really only maybe $5-$10 bucks more per year. So it's easy just to ask some questions and potentially get some more sufficient coverage.
Yeah, well, you know, we've got to talk a little more about that umbrella insurance policy because, you know, I'm also fascinated as to how few people know that there is even a creature out there called an umbrella liability policy that you can get as much as $1 million of extra coverage. So that if anybody sues you personally, the insurance company is going to put up an extra $1 million to say, hey, don't go after their personal assets. Here's $1 million extra. You know, don't go after them personally. And a lot of lawyers will convince their clients that that's the best route.
Yeah, it's the most economical. The cost of a policy for most folks might, you know, run maybe a couple $100s if you have some younger drivers or a lot of vehicles, you know, or residences. You know, you could be looking $400 or $500 a year.
So say that again, that $1 million umbrella insurance policy normally won't cost more than a couple $100, right?
That's correct.
And you see, most people hear that $1 million umbrella insurance, and they're thinking hundreds and thousands of dollars.
Well, and to your point before, there's not a lot of, you know, it can happen, these $1 million lawsuits, but it's just the pool of all the clients coming together, you know, for that low cost.
Lawyers will, if there's a severe enough claim, and if you have low insurance, lawyers will go after the personal assets if they believe they're attachable. And normally there's plenty of assets that are attachable.
Or they could go after, you know, garnishing wages.
That happens too. That happens too. So anyway, we have to take our first pause here, Todd. And then we're going to be right back, talk more about what you should be doing with your property casualty insurance. We'll be right back. Money, Riches, and Wealth.
Hi, this is Drew Tignanelli of the Financial Consulate, saying a financial advisor must have a tax planning passion. I'm appealing only to those with a net worth of more than $5 million or with taxable income of over $400,000. You are the target for higher and higher taxes. If you're in this elite club, you can no longer afford to have a financial advisor that is not passionate to minimize taxes. I'm appealing to you with income over $400,000 or a net worth greater than $5 million because you are the target and need the Financial Consulate's passion to minimize income taxes and estate taxes. Call to set up your introductory meeting, 410-823-7283 or 410-823-SAVE or online, financialconsulate.com. If your taxable income is $400,000 or more, or your net worth is over $5 million, you are the target. So call to begin your tax plan, 410-823-7283, or online, financialconsulate.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Oh, holy hell, still having a good time down there. Anyway, we got to go. We're with Todd Boyle of Erie Insurance, the Boyle Insurance Group out of Bel Air, Maryland, and he's an Erie Insurance agent, and that's an agency that we send a lot of our personal clients to for auto and home insurance because in 40 years, I've found them to be about the best they can be. We get nothing from Erie. We're not advertising for Erie. We don't get anything from Todd. We don't want anything from Todd. If Todd and Erie weren't the best that we could find to, we wouldn't work with them. That's all there is to it. I give you my promise on that. And so let's get into more some of the things that we see in property casualty insurance that you should be aware of. So Todd, one of the things that you've been bringing to our attention a lot is service line coverage. So, you know, people who live in older parts of the city or a county, and all of a sudden their water main goes up, or a water line goes up, or a sewer line goes up or something, and next thing you know, you have to pay to get that fixed. What's going on here?
Yeah, so a lot more carriers are starting to offer this, but Erie a few years back was one of the first in the market to offer this underground service line coverage. So usually you can add it to your bundle of homeowners coverage, and with different coverage amounts, $10,000, $25,000. And, you know, if on average, if your water, sewer, or gas line goes up, it's going to cost you, believe it or not, you know, anywhere from $8,000 to $10,000. So, you know, just a few bucks more a year, and you're gaining that coverage.
So just so that everybody understands, because they all think that this is all owned by the water company or the city or something like that, but it is up to a certain point. Once it exits the public area and goes on to your private area, now it's your responsibility.
Yeah, it's probably, you know, 80% more your responsibility once you're within that right of way. So, you know, it could extend for a good distance, you know, 60, 80, 100 feet. And it's costly to repair. Maybe a tree root, you know, punctures the line, things of that nature.
So not only do you have to pay to get the line fixed, but if your line is leaking out a bunch of water and you don't even realize it until all of a sudden one day you realize you got a sinkhole in the front of your lawn, you also might owe them a few thousand dollars for the water that was leaking out of there, right?
They usually work something out with the utility, with the water company, but you're right. It could be a higher bill the next month.
I've seen clients get bills for $4,000 or $5,000 because there was a water leak and they didn't know that there was a water leak and they did have to go and try to negotiate it and so forth. So it gets expensive, it gets complicated, and it is not a simple, easy fix all the time, because, you know, a lot of the times it's grass, okay? But what if it's not? What if it's your driveway that the line is going over and stuff, you know, and so forth? I don't think people realize how expensive this can get.
Yeah, it's not always an easy fix. Sometimes they can use, you know, cameras underground to analyze it. You know, not everybody has, you know, $5,000, $10,000 laying around to take care of this when that time comes.
And what's the cost to add that kind of coverage?
It depends on, you know, the price of the homeowner's policy and the bundle. But, I mean, again, you might be talking $20 to $40 a year. A lot of the policies that you might be able to buy out there that, you know, they might mail you things, you know, you might be looking at $100 or $150, you know, a year just to cover that sewer line or water line, whereas Erie is including, you know, sewer, water, gas, if it could be electric or a cable internet line, things of that nature.
So another coverage that kind of drives me crazy is clients come in with their homeowner's insurance policy, and on their homeowner's insurance policy, they're paying an extra hunk of money because she, you know, has the ring down there for $4,000 or $5,000, and then has another piece of jewelry for $2,000 or $3,000, and so they're listing out a handful of jewelry and so forth, and a lot of times it adds up to $6,000, $10,000, maybe $20,000 is a lot. I've only had a few clients who really needed this because their jewelry was worth $300,000 and $400,000, and even though it's very inexpensive, it drives me crazy when people are paying that kind of money or any kind of money to insure these little personal property items.
Yeah, so with scheduled jewelry coverage, the one thing you're paying for is essentially a lower deductible for that item. So with jewelry, you know, if you're scheduling a $10,000 item, it might be costing $80 a year for that item. I know your logic is to, you know, that maybe these things don't happen often, you know, the theft, loss, misplacement of these items, keep that money in your pocket. You know, if you do decide to, you know, get it scheduled, that's what you're buying, essentially, is the lower deductible.
But let's just talk about something else, and that is Erie. You guys insure jewelry up to $10,000, correct? Do I remember that correctly?
Yeah. So if you get our highest select bundle, it includes up to $10,000, $3,000 max per any one item. So there is a line drawn for more expensive items. But usually Erie's providing more sufficient and adequate coverage than other carriers just under the base policy.
And Erie does that with lots of things. So a lot of companies will have, you know, like a dwelling limit, $500,000, let's say. And that's your dwelling limit. Now, they might have a rider on there that says replacement costs and things like that, et cetera, et cetera. But your company's policy just basically says we guarantee to rebuild the house, and we estimate the house might cost $500,000, but it's not a limit. You're just saying we're going to replace the house.
Correct. Erie's one of the few carriers that still offers guaranteed replacement costs. So they're not limiting it to 25% of the dwelling amount or a certain, you know, dollar figure. In this day and age, it's so important because over the last, you know, year and a half, a lot of people have been, you know, updating their houses extensively. And when you're doing so, you should update your carrier. But with the cost of, you know, that everyone knows with wood and steel in the last year going up, folks that don't have guaranteed replacement costs and have a significant loss, you know, they might be cutting themselves short on a claim settlement.
But, you know, these are the kind of things as to why the financial consulate has looked at Erie over the years and looked at other companies and said, you know, we think our clients ought to, because your cost is the same or less than almost every other company. That's what we tend to find, is that your premiums that our clients are paying to Erie overall for auto, home, and umbrella is lower than most any other company. When our client is outside of the perimeter of the Baltimore Beltway. Inside the Baltimore Beltway, Erie is not very cost conscious.
Yeah, and I know you always like to get me on that. I mean, we'll always take a look at anybody, you know, in the state of Maryland or if they live in the city, see if we can help them out. You know, and most of the time it works out. Sometimes it doesn't, but we'll try our best.
But, you know, maybe we can go into this to the next part of the show. But the other thing about your homeowner's policy that's interesting compared to most others is you guys are HO5 and most other companies are HO3, your UltraPAC policy.
Yeah, our higher level policy might give you more coverage on, for instance, your personal property coverage and better peril coverage and not be limited.
See, but most people don't even know what you and I just said. You said something that I understood, but they didn't understand what you were saying. But basically, the simplicity of it is this. If somebody hits your house or if something happens to your house, the insurance company in HO3 or HO5 has to prove that they excluded what happened to your house in order not to cover it. But in HO3, if something happens to your personal policy, I mean your personal possessions in your house, then you have to prove to the insurance company that it was one of the named perils in their policy. Whereas Erie gives you the same coverage for your personal possessions inside your house to say, no, Erie, you have to tell me why you excluded what happened to my couch and my TV, et cetera, et cetera. Did I get that right, sort of?
Yes, and I have a good example that, you know, that we can share as well.
Give me one second, because
that.
We're going to do that when we come back so that our listeners can understand the difference between HO3, which is most companies, and HO5, which is very rare that Erie is one of the only that I know of that's HO5 unless you specifically ask for an HO5. Anyway, you're going to have to hold for me, Todd, because I have to take another pause with traffic. We're going to be right back and continue this discussion on property casualty insurance, and we'll be right back. Money, Riches, and Wealth.
More of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And we're back, Money, Riches, and Wealth, and we're on a show where we're talking about auto and home insurance because I don't think everybody thinks, you know, I've had my insurance company since I was 16 years old, and I'm now 70 years old, and therefore, I've never had a claim, and therefore, I'm not going to leave these people because if I ever have a claim with a new company, they're going to drop me, whereas this company, they're going to be incredibly gracious to me because I've been with them for 60 years or whatever. Nothing could be further from the truth, but we'll get to that in a second. And in the interim, we're going to hear from Todd Boyle. He's going to tell us a little more about the difference between HO5 and HO3 and why the Erie policy is superior and why the financial consulate constantly refers its clients to consider Erie as an alternative to whoever they have. Go ahead, Todd. What do you got?
Yeah, so we use the terminology of a name peril. So a name peril on like an HO3 policy, that's pretty much the norm out there. It'll cover up the, so I think it's like 16 to 18 things, theft, fire, lightning, riot, things you never think of.
But wind and all that kind of stuff.
Correct. Oh. If it's not one of those named things, then it's not covered. So a good example we had is one of our clients, it's been some time, but he got home from the grocery store one day. He thought he had the Febreze, went all over the house, and he's spraying it everywhere. Don't ask me, you know, why he couldn't smell the difference, but it was actually like a cleaning or a bleaching agent, ruined his floors, his furniture, you know, so on and so forth. And you think,
wait a minute. You say he thought he had Febreze, and he was actually spraying what?
Like a cleaning agent, you know, or a bleaching, you know, agent. And so it ruined everything he sprayed. And you're thinking, well, that's the dumbest thing in the world. Well, stupid isn't excluded, and it was covered because it wasn't a named perils policy. It was a comprehensive perils policy. So that's a good example of a situation that on a lot of policies it wouldn't be covered, you know, because it's not theft, fire, smoke, falling objects, et cetera.
I hear that a lot, you know, where people you know, something spills and it totally destroys a very expensive rug or something, and it's not a named peril in an HO3 yep. policy. End of the story. Go figure out how to deal with it yourself, you know. But that's the beauty of Erie's HO5 policy, you know. Now, Erie has to prove to you why it would be excluded. And that's a totally different story than when you have to prove to them why it is insured. And so let's get to the next point. The next point is the person who says, well, I've been with them for 50 years, so they'll take good care of me, and et cetera, et cetera. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks need to start getting in the process or habit of, you know, you need to quote your coverage, you know, every 3 to 5 years, take a look at things. When we run across, and almost the conversation almost always starts, I've been with them, like you said, since I've been 16 or for 30 years, for decades. And right away, it just kind of, you know, it makes you think, okay, this could be a situation that really surprises them. And a lot of the time it is. I think one of your clients earlier this year, they'd been with a carrier since 1976. We quoted it better coverage. It was $3,000 less per year.
Well,
so
I know.
All those years, you know, not that it was that much different, but that's still a ton of money to anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we find that all the time. Some of the worst companies are the ones that you see on television the most. Those companies, the reason they're on television is because they want to constantly stay in front of you, convincing you that the premium you're paying and the company you're with is a great choice. Well, you know, let me say, you're paying for Peyton Manning. You're paying for Mahomes. You're paying for these guys to come on there and do these silly things and make you feel good about it, you know? And I just sit back and shake my head as to, you know, you really think that they're doing a great job for you after spending millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars of advertising. There's a purpose, you know? So Here's another one, Todd. A lot of these big companies that advertise on television, they also tend to have deductibles now that float with the level of coverage on the house. So it's like a 0.5% of the value of the house or 1% of the value of the house. And I don't think the average person knows that that deductible then is continuing to rise as the value of your house is dwelling coverage is rising, as opposed to companies like yours and a lot of other companies that just have a flat deductible of $1,000 or $1,500, $2,000, whatever you chose.
Yeah, that's correct. So it could be a percentage deductible, and even if it's something as small as 2%, what's the difference between maybe your deductible was $1,000 or $2,000 with us, but 2% of $500,000, and you're looking at a $10,000 deductible, and you didn't even realize it, so you might not even have a claim, depending upon what the damage is.
And so in a lot of companies will, these big television companies, will give you a flat deductible of $1,000, but then there will be another line there that says, if it's a named storm, by the way, now your deductible is 1.5% or 2% of your home coverage. I've never seen Erie do something like that, at least in the general vicinities of, like I'm talking about houses in Baltimore County. There aren't a lot of hurricanes that come through, at full force. Erie might do that down at the ocean, but they're not going to do it in Baltimore County, right?
Yeah, and a lot of the times it's even just wind. Some carriers just have a wind percentage deductible, and we're not even talking named storm or hurricane, tropical, etc. With Erie, you can select your deductible, and we're not getting into the percentage situation where it's a percentage of your dwelling.
Yeah, and so, that's another issue that you have to be careful about with your auto and home insurance, and one more, uninsured and underinsured motor coverage is one of the most neglected forms of insurances on the auto policy. So what this is if I'm driving along, somebody hits me, it's clearly their fault, okay? But they get out of the car and they say, "Sorry, Joe, I don't have any insurance, man. I don't even have a valid driver's license, And what do you do? You turn to your policy and you say, "Hey, an uninsured motorist hit me, and I need you to take care of me." And most auto policies are pitiful what they carry in uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage. And I always want my clients to have a minimum of $500,000. And if I can endorse the umbrella policy for another million of uninsured motorists, I want that. I want that on my client. And Erie just recently added that back to its umbrella insurance policy.
Yes. So in the state of Maryland, you can get up to $1 million endorsed to your Erie umbrella policy for uninsured or underinsured motorist coverage in the event of you're involved in a severe accident and the other party doesn't have any coverage. And what we've seen is to add that $1 million for the uninsured side of things, it's pretty reasonable. It might be $70 to $100 a year.
Right. Now, here's an interesting statistic that I want our listeners to understand as to why I am so passionate with our clients to make sure they have the right uninsured motorist coverage, okay? 14% of all Maryland drivers have no insurance whatsoever, okay? 14% of the people on the road, if you have an accident with them, they're going to have zip to give you. 50% more are driving with the state minimum. The state minimum is 30-60, 30,000 per person, 60,000 for all the people in the accident. That's over 60% of probability of having an accident with somebody either with no insurance or with the state minimum of 30-60. And that's a startling statistic, Todd.
Certainly is. Just flipping a coin, not even at 60%.
Yeah, and that's why uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage is so critical, and yet so many agents just totally neglect it whatsoever when dealing with clients. And when they come see us, they're going back to that agent and saying, I want $1 million a minimum of coverage for myself and my family. Anyway, Todd, we're going to come back and talk more about property casualty insurance. And right now we have to take a pause with traffic, and we'll be right back. Money, Riches, and Wealth.
Hi, this is Drew Tignanelli of the Financial Consulate saying a financial advisor must have a tax planning passion. I'm appealing only to those with a net worth of more than $5 million or with taxable income of over $400,000. You are the target for higher and higher taxes. If you're in this elite club, you can no longer afford to have a financial advisor that is not passionate to minimize taxes. I'm appealing to you with income over $400,000 or a net worth greater than $5 million because you are the target and need the financial consulate's passion to minimize income taxes and estate taxes. Call to set up your introductory meeting, 410-823-7283 or 410-823-SAVE or online, financialconsulate.com. If your taxable income is $400,000 or more, or your net worth is over $5 million, you are the target. So call to begin your tax plan, 410-823-7283, or online, financialconsulate.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What's that, like Halloween music or something, Chris? I mean, come on. What is that? Anyway, we're here with Money, Riches, and Wealth, and Chris is, I guess, having fun. But we're talking with Todd Boyle. Todd, tell everyone how they can get in touch with you if they want to get quotes for Erie Insurance or any other company you represent.
Certainly. Phone number is 410-838-7206. And our website is Boyle Insures, BOYLEINSURES.com, BoyleInsures.com. And we're located in downtown Bel Air, Maryland.
And like you said, you can do anywhere in the state of Maryland. You can actually do Pennsylvania too, right?
Correct. We can help you out in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Virginia, and D.C. also.
Yeah, I mean, you know, nowadays most agents, you don't visit the agent's office anymore. The agent sometimes will come to your house and look or send somebody out to take pictures and things. But, you know, a lot of it is just done virtually nowadays, you know. So it really doesn't matter where your agent is. You just need a good agent and you need a good company. So let's talk about Pennsylvania, okay? Because Pennsylvania is another place that I think there's just too much bad information given to people. So Pennsylvania is a unique state that has one of these limited tort and full tort. And what that refers to is in limited tort, you're saying, I'm going to give up some of my rights to sue people who have an accident with me. And in return for that, you're going to give me a lower cost of my insurance because I'm saying I'm not going to sue for this and that, et cetera, et cetera. Full tort means that, no, I'm holding all my rights and I'm going to pay the maximum premium. And if I have an accident, I'm going to consider all my options. Am I saying that right?
Yes. So it's one of these things, again, you've got to educate yourself on the differences and you know, what the pricing differences are as well. So with limited tort, unless the, you know, you really can't sue for, you know, pain and suffering, let's say, or the person has to be, you know, clearly at fault, you know, maybe drinking and driving, but even, you know, that's not a guarantee with limited tort. So you're just cutting yourself short if you're not, you know, looking into the full tort coverage.
Yeah, but let me cut to the chase, Todd, okay? Don't get limited tort. Don't get it. Just don't get it. The amount of premium I've seen, Todd, the difference between client going back and saying, I want to get rid of the limited tort, I'm going back to full tort, has been maybe $100. I think that's the most I've ever heard anybody saving by giving up limited tort. The simple answer is don't get limited tort. And make sure you look at your policy because you probably don't even know that the agent did it to you. You know, 20 years ago, they told you, limited tour, don't worry about it. It's a good thing. You're going to save money. End of the story. And every year you get your policy. You don't know that that little word there, limited tour, means that. Look at your policy. You see those words limited and not full. Call your agent up tomorrow and tell them, get rid of it and give me full tort.
Well, I mean, when people are shopping insurance as well, that's one of the things that you know, certain companies might do to cut corners to make the rate appear less. But, you know, it's less for a reason.
That's right. So that's number one. Number two, in Pennsylvania, they allow a thing called stacking. I'm going to let you explain stacking.
So with stacking, you could basically take the limit, and based on the number of vehicles, you know, you're stacking or, you know, almost multiplying that rate or that amount of coverage. So, you know, if you have 100,000 of coverage and you have three vehicles, then it's actually, you know, 300,000 if you've purchased the stacking.
Now, stacking in Pennsylvania, they only apply it to the uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage, right?
I believe that's correct.
Okay, so here's the thing. If I've got more than one car, stack. Don't listen to the agent. Stack. Always stack. If you've got more than one car, always stack. Simple decision. Stack. Always stack. Usually the premium is not going to be dramatically higher. You know, so I'm just trying to make it easy for you in Pennsylvania. You got limited tort, get rid of it and get full. If you don't have stacking on your uninsured motorist for Pennsylvania and you got more and you have more than one car, stack them. Call it a day. how do you like that? What do you think of stacking? And now that I've given you that great leading.
Yeah, I mean, we're always quoting full tort and stacking. Our system's just defaulted to do it.
It's good. It's the way it ought to be, and that's why I always refer people to you. You don't give us anything. There's no economic incentive for us to, you know, quote Erie and to call Todd up. We do it because you do the right thing for clients and because Erie is a good company and has been a good company and has done well for me and for many of our clients for 40 years. 40 years. That's a long time, Todd.
Yeah, Erie's got...
Are you even 40 years old yet?
It's been 3 years since I've been 40, so
okay.
I got there.
So when you were three, I was buying Erie Insurance, and you were dreaming of being an Erie Insurance agent.
I've got 22 years experience as an agent, so half my life.
I understand that, and you've done a great job. So tell everybody again, because we're running out of time, how to get in touch with Boyle Insurance if they want to.
Yeah, so we're located in downtown Bel Air, Maryland, by phone. It's 410-838-7206. That's 410-838-7206. Or online at boyleinsures.com, boyleinsures.com.
So, you know, again, one of the things I want to tell you is that if your insurance company is one of those that's advertising on TV, hiring superstars, athletes, and so forth, you need to be looking for different insurances. And let me give you a clue. This is a clue. The worse the commercials are for that national television insurance company, the more confident you can be that the insurance is overly pricey and awful. That's just my opinion. Now, I didn't say who has the worst commercials, but most people who watch television can tell you that commercials with animals in it are normally awful commercials. Now, is a gecko an animal? I'm talking about furry, feathery animals. Anyway, Todd, you only have about a minute at the most left. You want to add anything? You want to just tell everybody how to get in touch with you again? What do you want to say?
Yeah, I'll say one more thing. Take a look at your loss of use coverage on your homeowner's policy. Most of the time, you only get a year's of coverage or 12 months. A lot of times, that's not enough time to rebuild a house in a severe situation. So look for 24-month coverage or two-year coverage, and that covers the loss, the amount that you incur while your house is being rebuilt, you're living elsewhere, and that cost can be significant.
All right.
So look into that.
All right, buddy. I appreciate your time, Todd. Thanks for being
with
us.
Thanks, Drew. Have a good one.
This is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.
What I'd like to do to you, shower.